This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
See this pen right here? I'm gonna make it disappear.
You really getting into this one.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
He's scary. He's scary. You nailed it.
Are you keeping the whole costume on and doing trick, letting the kids come by?
You got funny.
Where I was going.
That's funny. Mean. It's funny you said that. By the way, it's Figgy Smith's tape on Sports Radio 610. It's funny you said that. I thought about just getting some candy last minute and just cutting the light on and just seeing that.
You should.
But man, early had the situation earlier, man. It kind of tipped me off a little bit.
That's right.
So I think I mentioned this yesterday about the in confessions about the homeless guy that knocked on the door pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he knocked on the door this morning.
Yeah, you got to do something.
And I'm like, all right, I'm over here on the Ring camera like, yo, Duke. Like, nah, that's it, man. Like, I ain't got nothing. I had to lie and say I was in the bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, it's over, man.
Yeah.
like, the gig is up, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Good for you.
But,
see, he ruined it for all the babies. The babies
I know.
Come and get candy.
I know. He ruined it.
Mm.
But, yeah, man, it's Halloween, and I got some of the, I guess, America's biggest fears. So I want to start off real quick. What's y'all number one fear?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think I still have a fear of heights.
You do? Yeah, we mentioned this the other day.
I think I still have a fear of heights.
I don't per se have a fear of heights. I'll go up in buildings and look down and all that. But sometimes certain things, you know, might get me. So it wouldn't be that. I would have to say, man, that's a tough one. My biggest fear, I'm deathly afraid of drowning.
Okay.
Because I'm always out in rough water and stuff like that. Because I'm an idiot and I go fishing even in rough water, that type of stuff.
Okay, so I'm gonna go through this list and it pretty much shows that I guess people fears, you know, in different states. So the number one fear is death, and that's one of my fears.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm scared to die. I want to live forever.
Yeah.
But so that was the highest fear in 17 states, including Washington State, California, Nevada, Colorado, Texas, Minnesota, Ohio, New York, Tennessee, and Florida.
Okay.
Number two is Reggie's fear, which is heights.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of people scared of heights. Number three is snakes.
That one came in on the Twitch.
Yeah, a lot of people scared of snakes.
I do wonder how often do people actually run by snakes for that to be such a high fear?
You see them. I mean, well, if you're out and about a lot, I've seen a bunch of snakes.
I think
here
too.
And there.
I think just society just makes snakes so scared.
Yes,
like you could put a snake on the TV, somebody holding a snake, and everybody just oh my god.
Yeah,
somebody just walking around with a snake is just seeing.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan, but I'm not like deathly afraid. I mean, because if you know what snake is what, you can kind of.
But see, some people
I'm not waiting around to figure out what snake is.
But
what.
See, some people are scared of like little garden snakes.
Yeah.
So, like my dad is scared of snakes.
No, I wouldn't.
I thought it was just a big old like a python or something like that, but a garden snake would set him off.
My wife is afraid of rats.
Oh,
well, yeah, we definitely learned that.
So what
by the way, when has retribution
hit
yet?
No, and it's getting worse.
Oh, it's getting. Is she still bringing it up?
No, she's not saying
that's,
anything.
That's the worst,
man.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
All right, good.
Yeah, just like punish me now. Just like a little kid. Just hit me on my arm. Just hit me. Don't tell nobody. Just hit me.
Just hit me
back.
That's what I wish.
Get me back.
Yeah.
Number four. This one was kind of shocking to me. So. People are scared of enclosed spaces.
Yeah, people don't like that. That claustrophobia kind of comes in.
Yeah. That's kind of I can be that a little bit.
So this one is tied with another one, which is public speaking.
I've seen that before, and I don't get it. I mean, some people can do it. Some people are terrified of it.
I was shocked to see that actually made the top five list. Mm-hmm. And by the way, ghosts and spirits was an option, and that didn't make. That didn't even make the list because I guess a lot of people are not really scared of ghosts or spirits.
Can I get a ghost take off right quick?
Yeah.
Why is it that in so much media, right, the ghosts are like have to haunt a particular house or whatever? You tell me exterior walls are a problem for them? Right? These ghosts can navigate all the interiors.
Yeah.
But the exterior wall, like this ghost is destined to haunt this one particular hotel. I'm like, can't leave?
Well, haven't you seen the show Ghost?
I have not.
It explains that.
Does it?
It does explain that.
Is that the show that come on CBS?
Yeah.
The one that's always being advertised during football?
Yeah. I'm like, that show look corny.
It is corny. I like the last season. My wife likes it, so I was watching it by default. It was okay. But it does explain why they can't leave certain homes.
But see, I look at ghosts. I don't know if y'all watch American Horror Story, but I kind of look at ghosts like that. Like if something happened in the house, then they're stuck.
Yeah.
And they can't really leave.
So then why are you afraid of them? They the ones that should be afraid. They can't go nowhere. They're prisoners.
They're going to terrify you.
Free the ghost. Free my homie ghost. Yeah. He ain't do nothing.
Yeah, so, a couple things that, you know, I guess America is scared of.
That makes sense. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I decided to kind of look up some, spooky haunted places in the city of Houston, because we used to, like back in Cleveland, it used to be a couple places that used to be like reportedly haunted and all this other stuff, and was built back in the 1700s, and it was a hospital, and it was a mad doctor who just killed everybody in them. Yeah. Always these type of stories. So I decided to look up some places in Houston that's reportedly haunted. So I want to see if y'all actually attended this place or remember these places. The first one that came up on the list is Spaghetti Warehouse.
Haunted.
Really? This was the one downtown, because I think they had one in Katy now.
It's something else now, but the one downtown was by the old Chronicle where I worked. And we would go in there occasionally, and I would occasionally ask like some people that worked there and stuff, hey, I heard that this is haunted. Like every one of them, and I'm not a big, you know, whatever, believe in ghost guy. Well, I don't know. Nobody does. But every person I spoke to at that restaurant would like, oh, yeah, I saw this, and then I saw this, and then I saw that. This happened. And I'm like, really?
At the Spaghetti Warehouse.
At the Spaghetti Warehouse. Yeah. They swore it was haunted.
Yeah, another one that's on this list is, I think it was right by the Spaghetti Warehouse, but Le Caffrey. Is it LeCaffrey?
LeCaffrey.
LaCaraffe.
Oh, LaCaraffe.
LaCaraffe.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one, but I know the Spaghetti Warehouse, like, they swore by it.
Yeah, so I actually have a report on this. I did a little digging.
Oh, perfect.
And my good friend Ruben Dominguez did a story about these 200 places. I want to say this was like 8 years ago, so I think the places were still up and running. But here is his report on these two places.
One of the most famous and most haunted buildings in this area is La Carafe, a local bar that is very popular among the living and the dead. In this 140-year-old historic building, not all of the ghosts are invisible. One former employee who passed away decided to return and likes to make regular appearances. All right. A few blocks north of the bar sits the Spaghetti Warehouse, a place that is widely considered to be one of the most haunted places in America.
Mm. Lots of things have happened in the building between servers carrying trays and them flipping backwards.
Yeah.
And shoelaces sitting straight up while the server is out there handing out food and passing out plates and trays and stuff like that. We've had people running up and down the stairs after hours. We've had the music cut on. We've had the lights cut on. After you turn off the music, the lights come on. You turn the other side of the building, you turn off the lights. The music comes back on, which is on the other side of the building. All kinds of weird things happen in the building.
He says he's pretty sure that the ghosts are harmless, if not a little mischievous. But that doesn't mean he's not a little leery about what they'll do next.
I won't come in the building before 6 alone. I will come in with somebody else. And about midnight, I'm like, we gotta go, guys. I don't like being in the building after this time.
Would y'all be able to work in a place like that, or go to a restaurant or hotel or something, like a haunted place?
Work, absolutely not. It's already bad enough I'm working, right? And then you mess around and pass away, and now you still got to come to work. You hear the luck raft? You got servers. Like, this is my thing. The person is gone.
Yeah.
And they still got to come into work. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So I'm going to go down the rest of the list.
Wait, before you move on, from the 936, they said, yes, the Spaghetti Warehouse was haunted for sure. My dad used to service their restaurant machines, and he would have to go to their cellar to take the elevator to turn off. The elevator turned off, and the lights would flicker. He would hear voices and feel stuff when it was still open.
Oh, man, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Figgy, I'm telling you, like, I'm talking 10, 12 times I talked to people, and then they all said the same thing.
Nah, I believe that.
Believe it enough to stay away from it. Huh?
Yeah. Some other places on this list, the Hotel Galvez.
Yep.
Galveston.
Yeah.
I heard a bunch of stories about that. I forgot what room number it was. But it was a whole story. You can search it on YouTube and hear the whole story on how it became haunting and all that stuff. That was a little scary. What about the Jefferson Davis Hospital?
Near downtown. I walk by there occasionally, and I've heard, not as much as I did with that, but just kind of in the neighborhood, say, yeah, that they say that's haunted. You know, I don't know if it is, but that's the word on the street.
The Julia,
Edison?
Edison Building.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the part of the Houston Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
Night
Watchman and his dog apparently haunt that.
The Hoomst?
Yeah.
The Night Watchman
and his dog haunt the Julia Edison building.
He's still at work. Yeah. All these ghosts are having to work in the afterlife.
Just leave.
Can we get an ACLU for the undead?
Hey, can they retire?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, please.
I just want to
retire.
Know,
go up to heaven.
I just want to go across the street.
What about the Donnie Lynn Crypt?
I haven't heard of that one. What
this one is located downtown near Buffalo Bayou.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's an actual crypt.
It's a burial site of a local family. It was reportedly moved in the 1920s due to flooding, and locals believe the disturbed spirits still linger.
Oh, because they got
area.
Y'all
messed up my stuff.
Yeah, they're
house. I'm gonna haunt you forever.
Exactly.
Rice University was on this list.
Like the whole place?
Well, that's why they ain't won. That's why they haven't won 8 games. That's the issue.
They're having a coaching.
You see the haunting.
The head coach went missing.
Yeah. He sure did. Man. He sure did.
Damn shame what they did to that dog. So I guess founded on the land that was once a burial ground. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that part. Some buildings at Rice are rumored to be haunted. The Lovett Hall building in particular has reports of ghostly sightings and strange noises after dark.
You ever think? Have you ever seen anything But you thought
paranormal?
Yeah, that might be something not from here.
Nah. Yeah, I never experienced that.
Mm-hmm. But maybe it's because I have such progressive undead policies. I'm like, hey, free the homies. Yeah. Stop making them work. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let them go where they want to go. I don't know who is the bureaucracy of the ghost.
Who do you go to?
Yeah, who is the bureaucracy of the ghost?
Karen's? Who's the manager that Karen wants to see?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who is forcing these ghosts into all these places that they clearly don't want to be?
I don't know. You know, I'm in that place where speaking of which, I don't know if I believe in ghosts, but I don't think you're crazy if you do. I mean, I know there's weird stuff out there.
No, I definitely believe in some evil spirits.
No, I do believe in UFOs. I do believe in, you know, that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to get into that portion of the Halloween?
No, I think there's just a lot of evidence.
Come on, let's go, man. Let's go down this YouTube rabbit hole, man.
A lot of evidence.
Somebody said another thing that's being haunted is the Astrodome.
I was thinking that, too.
Yeah.
I was thinking that. I'm sure that's probably haunted.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it, man. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Do or don't. Well, actually, these places are largely closed at this point.
Yeah. I think the Spaghetti Warehouse, I seen there was one in Katy somewhere.
Yeah, but
that's not
the one that was
building.
Haunted is still there. The building is still
is
haunted.
Is the building still there? Well, I wasn't sure they tore the building down.
Turned it into something else. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So now we're getting all the haunted stories coming in. Although someone said that they worked in that Spaghetti Warehouse for 8 years and they did not see anything haunted.
Mm-hmm. So that's cap. That cat?
Seems like that's might be. They might be selling them.
Yeah. Or you might be the ghost.
Oh, wow. He's been dead for 10 years. All right, that's the mixtape. You get it every weekday at 120 right here on In the Loop. Coming up next, we get ready to hand off to our guys on the drive, Clint and Ron. We'll do that next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.